We're looking at the Twinkle Twinkle. What I want to do is compare and contrast what happens during the first Twinkle Twinkle and then the second Twinkle Twinkle. We seem to get a little confused about our pitches between the two sections and which one is which. So can we look at the first Twinkle at 25? Here we go. One, two, ready, and go. Looky up here. Again, same spot. Ready? Again.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, so I know where you are.
So I'll know where you are. Okay. Also, I'm doing some different tempos and rhythms, okay? But you're not doing what you're seeing, or you're just not looking. One, two. Let's fix that, please. Okay. Ready? Again.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, so I know where you are.
Yeah, you see how you're beating me to the punch on the way you are, and you're changing to the R way too soon, okay? Again, we are more musical than what you're letting on at the moment. Tempo and rhythm is better. We got some pitches that are being made up. Bass berries, 25. Ready and go. Good. Can I hear opposite two parts, please? Opposite parts, 25. Ready and go. It's an, yes, it is B flat. Can you blow B flat for us? Get us weaned off the piano just a little bit. B flat, right?
That's B flat.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're kind of in a different pattern.
Yeah, we are.
So B flat. I'll use tail. Right. Here we go. Two, two, two. Ready and go.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, so I know where you are.
That's going to work much better if we do two things. See, where's the R and star? Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I know. So I know where you are. Stop and R, right? Again, twinkle. Ready, again.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Go to the R sound, you make that Kermit the Frog voice that we don't want so much, okay?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Again, and go.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, so I know where you are. Gleaming in the skies above, leading to the one who loves me.
Excellent. Now, skip ahead to the second twinkle, which is 41. So some people are holding the ah of star, right? And we have the tenors doing the melody. One, two, ready, and go. In there, right? That's maybe not correct. Can I hear just the R's, please? R's at 41. Ready and go.
Thank you.
It's rangy, it's high, there's not a lot of spots for breath. We had to stagger a lot, okay? And right now, technically, again, we have notes and pitches and rhythms that are pretty close. What we don't have is any sense of why this is musical or what we're doing and why. Okay, it just sounds like some noise. It's going to stretch us a lot, but I'd really love it if between 52 and 53, if we could just push right on through without taking a breath. If we can just push through, it's going to be so much more impressive. Now, that's going to stretch us a lot. That means you're going to have to stagger and take breath where your neighbor doesn't and sneak something in somewhere else. Okay? So, be sneaky stealthy and see if we can make that work. Can we start at 49? 1, 2, ready, and. Light. Ready, and go.
Light.
Good. This is going to work really well if we do this. Light. Or light. Okay. Ready, and go. Crescendo on the last note after we get there. Everybody again, run and go. Good. Now, tenors, it's going to help if we just go off. Don't even worry about putting on the T at all. Just say,
good.
They can take care of the T. Otherwise, what we get is this. As you go to the diphthong and do the cut off. Everyone sing light. Ready and go.
Light.
Yeah. Okay. Anywhereabouts in there. Okay, let's go back to 41, or twinkles, and see if we can get to the end of the song. Twinkle. Transformed into meteor land. We have got to have this childlike sense of wonder. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Instead of twinkle, twinkle, little star. Yavo, like we should do. Okay, well, hold that back just a little bit more. I knew how to say twinkle in German and do it. But, okay, here. They never teach you that. Okay, ready and go.
Say.
need to find the chord on the downbeat of 57. Here's the very note. It's interesting. It's the everyone sings set. One and two and go. Second from the ready and go.
Second from the right. From the right.
Good. Now it's a leads. Enough on the right. Second from the right, from the right. Leads and go. Yeah, we're very, very low when we come back up to right. Okay, again.
For basses and tenors, because we have an octave for three whole bars, well, it's really actually two octaves, so we have to stay in tune with it, and that's hard. So, we gotta hold that for three whole measures between the basses and the tenors. You must really listen to one of them. If I had a little more time, actually, can I try this real fast? Tenors, do you mind, if you can, will you come and actually be right here in front of the basses? If you want to bring chairs, that's fine. But basses and tenors, I want you to listen to each other when we get to that last right chord, and make sure you're listening to one another. Two. Everyone singing. Second from the right. One, two, ready, and go.
Second.
You might have to.
I mean, that is real. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Variable. Just tuning, right? Okay. There are some chords where, depending upon which partial of the chord you're singing, you do have to adjust slight little bits.
Okay.
Okay.
Can't always sing like a piano.
Yep. Everyone got your pitch on second? Tenors do the pickup, and then only tenors and leads sing the word sec. Okay? Tenors. One and two and go. Good. Listen to it again. One and two, same thing.
It's the same.
That's right. Now everyone sing it. One and two, all go.
It's the same. Bring her my way each time.
It takes us like 2 seconds. I just wish that we could just park it, lock it, and go. Yeah? Something in there? Okay? What's a G flat? What's our first note, tenors? 49? Leaps in there, don't you, Berries?
Yeah.
Each time we say good. Go!